Welcome to Afyom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Bikurim Daf Chof Beis in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting Perek Shlishi and the end of Daf Chof Alaf Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mafrishim Es HaBikurim. How exactly works Afroshas Bikurim? What is the technical details of how you do Bikurim? Yoyved Odom L'Toich Sadeu. One goes down to his field. V'Roya Te'ino Shebikro or Eshkol Shebiker. He says a fig, he sees a fig that starts to grow. Or he sees a eshkol, the grapes that start to grow, rimon shebiker, or a pomegranate that starts to grow. And as Reb Chaim says, bikra means even loy bishlo, even if it's not ripe. It's not yet 100% finished. And it's connected to the ground. So there what he does is, koishron begemi, he ties a gemi, he ties a ribbon around it. V'olime harei elu bikurim. He says, this is bikurim. Continues the Mishnah of Chabes Amud Aleph. Reb Shimon oimer, ava pichen, choizer v'koire oisom bikurim, Me'achar she'itol shum nakarka. Says Reb Shimon, it's not enough to call Bikurim when it's connected to the ground. You have to call Bikurim again once you disconnect it from the ground. Meaning, Reb Shimon holds that the shame Bikurim cannot be done b'mechubr lakarka, has to be done b'tolosh minakarka, when you detach it from the ground, not when it's connected. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara now is going to explain the sheet of Reb Shimon. Ketzam mefrishus ha'bikurim v'chuli. Al daitet Reb Shimon, if he did not rename these fruits Bikurim after he detached them, they have no Kedusha at all. They don't cause Dimua. When a Bikurim falls into Chulin, it becomes Meduma, which is a mixture of Bikurim and Chulin, similar to what we have by Truma. If he ate it, he doesn't have to go and pay an extra Chaymish, extra 25%, as a class. If he ate it out of its place, There's no malchus, meaning this has no shein bikurim according to Reb Shimon at all. Don't think that maybe Reb Shimon agrees that it is bikurim, but you still need to give it a shein once you detached it. According to Reb Shimon, nothing happened until after you detach it and call it bikurim once again. Matayim derabon, what's the reason for Rabbanan that you give a shein bikurim to fruits while it's still connected to the ground? V'atol yinivesi is reshis pri adamo. In the Parshas Bikurim, one says, I'm bringing fruits to Beis HaMikdash. B'shas Havah Pri, only when you bring it, it's fruits. B'shas Afrasha, why, when you're doing the Afrasha, when you're separating the fruits, to put it aside, Afilu Boitzer, Afilu Pagim. Even if it's unripe grapes, unripe figs, it's still going to be okay to call it Bikurim. So the Shein Bikurim, call it Bikurim, you can do even when it's connected. Only bring it to Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait until it's fully ripened, until it's ready to be mevushul completely. So what's Reb Shimon's shita? It says in the pasuk velokachto, that's the afrasha, and then it says that you have to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. So you have a hekesh between the afrasha and the avoh. The same way avoh is pre, because it says hinei vesi is pre adam, which is pre adam. So also the lekicho, when you take it from the tree, needs to be a full fruit, which means detached. Says the word of Zeir Rabbi. Zeir asked, "Bikuye yichur mao sheyatiru chontu." The way Reb Chaim explains it, based on the Vilna Gaon, "Bikuye yichur" means when you have fruits that are already starting to grow. They're already, even though they're not fully ripened, but they're already growing. That's when you have to call Hashem Bikurim. Mao sheyatiru chontu. Could they go and give a name Bikurim also to the fruits that are just budding? I mean, they just started to grow. They didn't yet turn into be fruits. They're just in the stage of Hanato. Do you say if some of the fruits in the tree are already ready to become Bikurim? So once you called Bikurim to the fruits that are ready, can you already call Bikurim for the fruits that are not ready yet to be Bikurim? So the Matania Bikurim Echod Mishishim. Bikurim has to be one of 60th of the entire fruits that you have, or at least the fruits of this tree. And this argues on the Mishnah earlier that said that there's no Shir in Bikurim. Reishis Ages Echad Mishishim. What's Reishis Ages? Well, you have to give a koyin from the wool of a sheep. You have to give 1 out of 60. Truma Tmeyo Echad Mishishim. Even though we learned in Maseches Trumas, the Ein Beinonis gives 1 out of 50. Means you give 2% to the koyin for Truma. But that's only the Trumas Tehoyo. If it's Truma Tmeyo, Truma that you can't eat anyway, so then you give it 1 out of 60. So the Gemara is bringing here a list of things you do 1 out of 60. Tani Rabbi Shmuel had a brisa also with a list of things you do 1 out of 60. And Bikurim Echad Mishishim, as we mentioned, the Bikurim is 1 out of 60. Peyo Echad Mishishim, the amount you have to give an oni to go. Reishi Sagez Echad Mishishim, the wool that you give to the coin is 1 out of 60. Truma Tmeya Echad Mishishim, as mentioned. Truma Tmeya is 160. But Trumo She'ena Koyani Makpidim Aleha Echad Mishishim. Even Truma Tayyub, but if the Koyani are not interested in it, because it's something that they use, they're not a chash of a fruit, so you do 160. Ma'islach, what are these fruits? Kigoin Truma Saklisin, Acharuvim, Visayim Shebedoim, different types of items that are not very chashuv, like carob, like this barley, that the Koyanim don't really care about, and therefore you do their 1 out of 60. Halacha beizok the Mishnah. Ketzel ma'alim sebikurim. What's the process of bringing the bikurim to Yerushalayim? Kol ha'yoresh sheba ma'imid mitkansim le'iroi shel ma'imot. So the ma'imid is, as Gemara in Chagiga speaks about it, we have that the mishmaris of Koyanim are divided into 24. Every week, one mishmaris of Koyanim come. But there's also a group of Yisraelim that come and represent Am Yisrael, because a person cannot have his korban kota beis hamikdash without a representation of the owner. So Am Yisrael is divided into 24 ma'amodos, and these ma'amodos go to Yerushalayim. So when you have bikurim, all the cities around that ma'amid that's supposed to go to Yerushalayim, they come to the city of the one who's going to Yerushalayim right now. They come to the city of that ma'amid, of that group who's going to go to Yerushalayim. Veloni b'rechoy v'shalir. And they sleep in the streets. They don't sleep in the houses. They don't go into the houses. We'll see in the Gemara why. Ulamashkim, early in the morning, the one in charge said, let's go up to Tzion to see Hashem. So the Gemara in Chabes and Mubes, Kegoin Yehoiriv Umakirov, and according to the Gius of Rab Chaim, Yedai Umakirov. Meaning, we just want to tell you what's the Ma'amodis? Yehoiriv is the Mishperes Keuno. So Mishperes Keuno coming with a group of Israelim. That's called Makirov, as if they're the close people to him. The ones that come with him to Beis HaMikdash. So the group of Israelim that comes with the Koyanim. Filoi Nichros Silabot, you don't go into the houses. So the Gemara understands, maybe it means because there's no room in the houses. You don't want to be a burden on the people of the city. Via Linu Beis HaKnesses, they should sleep in Shul. Tana Rav Chalavta Ben Shol, Pnei Oyel HaTumo. The reason why you don't do that, because Oyel Tumo, because we don't want the Bikurim to become Tameh, so we don't go into a house and have maybe a chashash, maybe there's Tumah over there. But Derech HaYoyim, when they're going on the way, they used to say, the Pesukim, Samachti B'Oyim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. I'm happy to the people that tell me that we're going to Beis Hashem. B'Yushalayim, when we got to Yushalayim, they said, Oyim Deus Yeraglim B'Shareich Yushalayim, we're in the gates of Yushalayim. Harabayis HaYoyim, Halaluko, Halukel B'Kotshoi. We're going to be Mahal Hashem in his holy place. When they go more inside Beis HaMikdash in the Hazor, they said, Kol HaNeshama Talel Ko Haluko, the Pesukim Neshama Mahal Hashem. Halacha Gimel Zok Temishto, HaKroivim Mevi'im Bikurim Te'inim V'anovim. The ones that are close to Beis HaMikdash, they bring to Beis HaMikdash fresh fruits, the dates and the grapes. V'arichoikim, but the ones that are far away, and until they get there, the fruits will get spoiled, Mevi'im Groi Gros V'tzimukim, they bring dry figs, and dry grapes, which are raisins. The ox goes in front of them, the kardom with super zolv, and his horns are covered in gold. He has a crown of olive branches or olive leaves. And they go with a cholil, with a trumpet playing music, until they get close to Yerushalayim. Shokhu lifneim v'itris bikurim. They send a messenger to Yerushalayim saying, we're coming. And then they start putting nice fruits in their baskets. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Hapokhois v'azganim v'agizborim. These are different shroris they have in Yerushalayim. The pokhois is called the sorim, the ministers, the one who are in charge of Yerushalayim. The zganim are the zgani keuno, that take care of the Beis HaMikdash. And v'agizborim, they're responsible for the money of the tzedakah. Yoytzim likrosom, they go in front of them. When you come to greet the people bringing their bikurim, says the Mishnah, lefi kvoida nichrosi ba yoytzi. Based on the cover of the ones coming in, the ones that came out to greet them, and the Gemara is going to explain, means the amount of people that came in, so you have the more people coming, the more people come to greet. Kol ba'alei umonish v'shalayim ayoyim di mipneim, all the people working in Shalayim, all the business people, all the stores, would stand, v'shayalim v'shalayimim, they said hello to them, v'ayimim, achenu, ad shebo kaploini, basim l'shalayim. Achenu, they came from this place. You know, you're coming for inshallah. Says the Gemara Deichon, meaning, how do we go and measure which fruits you bring, who brings the fruit, the fresh fruits, who brings the dry fruits? Says the Gemara Kadeshu Yochol Litro Mina Mufor. The shear is based on Trumo, because in Trumo, you're toirim something that is going to be Mufor, which is going to be fresh. So we have a different shear. A person puts fruits aside, and he wants to go and do hafrasho based on that. So vegetables, within one day you can rely on it to assume the vegetables are still good. One day afterwards you can't. And every other fruit and vegetable has different shiurim. That same shiurim applied to bikurim. So whatever survives for 2 days, you bring it for 2 days away from Yerushalayim. Whatever is, if it can't survive and you're further away, so you bring it dry fruits. So the word bikesh la'avid ve'lo, he wants to bring a fresh fig. So, nomar, we say, at least if he's coming from the city of Keilah, which is close, maybe imaya butzrius, a further away, which is not so fresh, eno maybe these fruits that came from butzrius were not so good. That's Reb Chaim was talking about locations, different type of fruits. We do the cheshbon based on which one can stay ripe coming to Yerushalayim. Fashor lifnei, you have the axe going in front of them. Shito shehu makriv. Of course, you bring this jar and you use it as a carpet. But the question is, what are you makriv for? Reb Chaim takes away the word shlomim over here. Reb Emiyah makriv shlomim. They bring it as a shlomim. Rav Amar mekitzim him to mizbech. Use it for kites of mizbech, which means it's a oilo. So my question is, which carbon this will be, shlomim or oilo? Rav Zeir Rabbi, they asked, Yochet sheyitzatzel v'loy bo. If you have an individual came, he didn't come with a group. Maybe gdi does he bring, instead of bring an axe, does he bring a sheep? The kind of mitzubas kesef that you do with silver instead of gold. Meaning, because a lot of people bring a bigger animal and gold, if it's only one person, does he bring less, a smaller animal and silver? And according to Reb Chaim, you stay with the question. He put olives on his head of the ox. Why? Shuhumi means Shiva, and I want to come and present the Bikurim come for Shiva Seminim, so the things that I bring here for Shiva Seminim. He chose Bikurim right before Yerushalayim, they come and they put into their baskets a Torah, beauty. What is that? Tani Mishayulu Bikur of Gorgois, Hayam Atrim Taini. Someone who's bringing dry figs, so when he comes close to Yerushalayim, he adds to it fresh figs. Fitzibukim, Hayam Atrim Anovim. If he has raisins, dry grapes, so he adds to it grapes, fresh grapes, and that's that tar. That's what makes it beautiful. When it comes to Yerushalayim, there'll be fresh fruits in the basket, and not only dry fruits. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Bikurim Davchov Beis.